Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So you haven't got any more notes?
I've got some bits of notes, but I had some stories that I've... It's fine.
Okay, cool.
I just, now, just in my mind, we can't have got to it, it must just be somewhere.
You've been recording?
Only for the last 6 seconds.
I thought you might have started without me.
Right, darling.
Hiya.
What have you got?
No, don't be mean. You know I haven't got anything.
But why not? Since we last did this podcast, you now have a very important column that you write in a national paper, and you do it on a Wednesday, don't you? So you've spent the morning doing your column, and yet you have nothing for this.
I spent my morning writing a column on the subject that was my only idea for your column.
Well, why didn't you tell me what it was?
Okay. Phoebe Waller-Bridge, remember her?
Scumbag.
She's back. Scumbag.
Well, you know, bumbag. Well, the thing up that was up the road in Dartmouth Park.
Fleabag,
there you go. Scum somewhat on my mind.
Angela.
For reasons that may become... You're probably not aware about the Labour conference. You realise, Keir Starmer's speech is now into its third hour now. Literally, I'm not kidding.
Are you kidding?
I started listening to it on the way back from dropping Sam. From his doctor's appointment.
Right.
Back to school, came back.
And he's still talking? That's quite...
I don't think I'll be able to write about it because...
He won't have finished by the time you get the press.
Well, because in theory, the story will be over. But it's possible there isn't a story. He's made it... Oh, we'll talk about your thing, but you haven't been listening to it. Have you listened to any of it, Ben? No. Well, I've been listening to it because I was sort of driving around. So I hit Keir's speech. He made one... It was really weird. He was being all sort of serious and stuff. There's lots and lots of heckling going on.
I did hear a snippet of it.
And I find it embarrassing for me. It's like being in a comedy performance when they heckle. Yeah. It's one woman who's clearly right in the middle of the auditorium and they can't get to her. And she keeps shouting things out, like wanker and stuff like that. and it's all you're doing. No, not quite that. And he had one good heckle put down, which he got to it. And he said, normally at this time I'm facing, this time on a Wednesday, I'm facing heckles from the Tories. But I can put up with whatever he said. And they all sort of laughed a little bit. He made a joke, which they'd written some jokes for him. And he's like, his joking thing is not great, although he's a wonderful man. He said this thing, he was talking about his father and being all emotional and saying, my father was
Don't imitate his voice, that's me.
Is that not how it is? Is it bad?
It is quite
that,
a bit like
my,
that.
My father was, in. I got, you know, he took work and family, my two pillars. My father was a toolmaker, although in one sense, I suppose Boris Johnson's father was too. And there's a sort of pause. And then lots of laughter. He's basically saying, Boris is a tool. And it's like, it's not what you expect, the former DPP, Sir Keir Starmer. He's like, Boris is a tool. And the two wings
it's
of the...
Friday night dinner.
It was very Friday night dinner. The two wings of the Labour Party is basically, one of them represented by Angela Rayner, scum, Tory, scum. They are scum. Yeah. And then Keir says, oh, well, I wouldn't use language like that. Boris is a tool.
But those are broadly the two kind of left-wing people, aren't they?
Do you think most of this country thinks Boris is either scum or a tool?
Yeah.
But the ones of us who think he's a tool voted for him anyway.
It's quite difficult to pinpoint sort of cause and effect for several for sort of things. But is everything all just Boris's fault? I don't mean COVID. I mean
so he started
the
with the
fuel and everything. Just Boris?
I tend to think not. But your job in opposition is to make the thing about... So he did start with talking about the shortages. He did make one funny joke off the cuff, but I now can't remember what it was, which is a real shame. But I thought, oh, that's quite funny, but now I can't remember what it was. But otherwise, he was trying to pin it on Boris, the shortages and everything. I thought we could do shortages. Well, you were going to tell me your idea about James Bond, but you've used it.
I have used it, but I can tell you what it is anyway. You don't like James Bond. You don't like the whole thing. You don't like the posture.
I think James Bond is a tool.
Do you think
his father was a tool maker? What I'm saying there is that he's a tool. I mean, what kind of a man says shaken, not stirred? He's a tool. The man's a tool.
Yeah. And all the casino worrying and the stupid outfits and the hair and the shooting everybody and then making sort of jokes about it and the mistreatment of women. You just don't like it. You don't like Bond. So quite often you do Bond parodies. Your dad famously did a really Bond parody. Not that you're like your dad, but you historically have done quite a lot of Bond parodies.
My father was not a toolmaker. He had a tool. I have a tool.
So Bond. So yeah. Bond premiere, No Time to Die last night. Phoebe Waller-Bridge, co-writer of No Time to Die, said that she doesn't think that Bond should be sort of regenerated as a woman. She said, what we need to do...
The thing of Doctor Who gets regenerated, but yeah.
Well, that didn't work, did it?
Did it not?
Oh, well, look, I don't know anything about Doctor Who. I'm not a fan. I'm not interested in Doctor Who at all. But
Josie Rice... Davis.
You don't know. Just stop guessing because you've got no idea.
Rose Crown Prince.
No, that was... No, Rose Crown Prince.
Of Bel Air. Fresh Rosie Dalston.
Rose Prince is a food writer.
Right.
Rose Crown Prince is someone's in your head. And then Rose was Doctor Who's assistant, played by Billy Piper.
Oh, yes, she was. Yes,
when
she
came back to be an actress. She said, we're not going to turn James Bond into a woman. She said, we just need to cook up someone to rival him. And you were saying the other day, well, I can't really do another Bond parody because I've done it too many times. And I thought you could do a column about a true female antagonist to Bond. Okay, and the parody or the satire would be that one's own wife is the truest antagonist to one... to the husband, yeah? Because you're always accusing me of...
But she's talking about moving your rival franchise.
I know, but you can extrapolate and write whatever you want, okay? You can on purpose kind of misunderstand what she means.
And think who would be mean, because the nemesis is always, whether in this one it's Rami Malek and you mean like a Blofeld, it's a gold cervix. It would be the woman. That's
but
quite
a really good
actually.
One, but a really
gold
good one.
Gold cervix, but she's the man, or maybe she is a woman. Wow. Ben's just looking at the numbers on the thing, so he can cut that out. It's fine.
We disagree on what she means anyway. You think she means an entirely new, separate, different rival franchise, separate from Bond, with a convincing female lead written by women. I think she means a really awesome female Bond baddie.
Right.
Not one that, and also one that kind of carries on like a Moriarty figure, that kind of undefeatable woman, and Bond just can't defeat her. Whereas all the other female baddies, you know, they get covered in gold paint or shot in the stomach with a stunt piece of stationery.
Do they?
Yeah, one of them. And so I thought you could do a kind of, you know, the ultimate Bond villain nemesis would of course be his wife, because you're always accusing me of
because his wife died in Her Majesty's Secret Service. And it's quite sad.
New wife. Yeah. Second wife.
Gold digger.
Exactly.
She's the one with a spade of gold.
And he can...
This spade is old. That song, you know my thing about rhymes, like bad rhymes. Here's strength, the more is. It's got things like, such a cold finger. And later there's one which goes, a spider's touch. And you think he's going to rhyme it with fucking Midas touch. But there's no spider's touch. A spider. Anyway, there's that.
Yeah. Let's stop that right now.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, so the ultimate Bond nemesis would be his second wife, Gold Digger.
Yeah.
Who brings him down from the inside, very much as I destroy you from the inside, hiding your stuff, gaslighting you, microaggressions.
Do you admit it?
Turning the children
That's
against you.
That's why I've got
you.
No notes, because you wouldn't tell me where the paper was. Yeah. That's why we're having to wing it on this idea, which you've already done.
Yeah.
This is all really interesting, but purchasers of the blank newspaper, and I give it a rather more interesting title than it really has, can go online and read your column of that for free.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas what we want to do is drive them to the Times to subscribe digitally.
I don't think the crossover is very high between the paper that I wrote for and the paper that you write for.
But yours is nice, but it's for people who can't afford to buy a newspaper.
I think it is available for purchase.
You could go click. Oh, what's Esther said? Oh, it's free. I'll just. Oh, it's another ad. Pop. Oh, another ad. Pop. Oh, I just want to get to. Oh, it's another ad. Mm-hmm. Pop. Guess what these celebrities look like now? Yes. Type one, read Esther Walker's column.
This weird trick to get rid of belly fat. Shall we talk about Angela Rayner now, just briefly?
Scum!
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 Scum! I mean, on the one hand, that clearly is what she thinks. That's clearly what lots of Labour people think of all Tories, that they're homophobic, racist, scum. So why not say it? And she, and also, the great thing about her, the, I'm not...
So she's got red hair, and she looks a little bit like you.
She doesn't look anything like me. She does have red
from
hair.
From behind? She'd look
no.
a bit like you?
No.
Middle-aged lady with red hair?
No, stop it. I'm not sure if we'd get on in real life or not. I do really admire the fact that she called the Tories scum and like refuses to apologise.
No, she said this thing, it's bad faith. You're always talking about bad faith.
I am, yeah.
They don't like Boris because he's posh, because he's a Tory, because there is a big segment of the Labour movement which is does exist just to, because it thinks that Tories are scum and they're Trotskyite revolutionaries, and I respect absolutely, and they had their crack with Jeremy Corbyn, and this, you know, but they exist and they do just think all that matters is that the Tories are scum. They fixate on the thing, and that's what she's fixating on, is that when he was a columnist, he wrote these, he had these key little things he might have said in his time as a thing, and they want to keep on bringing that into the thing. And so she says she'll take it back if he apologises for having written those kind of, yeah, whatever. It doesn't really matter what the reasons are. She doesn't seem to understand, and they should have got it from the Corbyn era, that when you just call people scum, it basically puts most people off. It reminds us of the miners' strike. It reminds you of Scargill. Scum, scum, scum. It's a really horrible word. Scum was the name of a film about Nazis or football hooligans or something. It's just, and it's, it, so it'd be funny. One could have, I thought one could write a column about, you know, Keir has got to go through life with this fierce redhead who's constantly shouting the wrong thing. I thought that might be quite funny, you and me and all that. And
they thought, you're the one who keeps shouting the wrong thing.
There'll be more from Esther and me in our kitchen after a short interlude. But to find out what I wrote about in the end, why not pick up a subscription to The Times and The Sunday Times and enjoy 1 month absolutely free? Just search thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran has no idea. I've been promised that this will take you to an amazing offer, rather than just a website created by Ben randomly containing all my broadcasting mistakes. Although I'm sure that exists somewhere, it's just going to be up to you to find it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Off Air, the podcast. With Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
Keep your cheese in the sink.
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times Radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, no.
Yes. How would that go in the booth?
Badly. Go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast. Now available on the Times Radio app.
Did you notice the Daily Mail headline today?
I haven't memorized.
Boris with 6 weeks to save Christmas.
Yes, because I did think saving Christmas might be it.
And do you know, but last year it was the same thing. Boris to save Christmas.
Mm. And he like, didn't. And
Boris
he's not going
just
to
happens
again.
To be Prime Minister when Christmas comes around. Just like every other Prime Minister has ever been. Did Gordon Brown get a Christmas? I don't think he did. No, he did. Did he do a year and a half? I don't think Theresa...
I think he did a very long boring
Theresa May didn't quite get a Christmas.
Yes, she did.
Did she?
Yeah.
There must be ones who haven't, but anyway.
She,
but
would have is, to, she would have to have been a Prime Minister for less than a year not to get a Christmas.
I think maybe she was, wasn't she? I don't know.
I wonder what Theresa May's Christmas is like. Turkey crown.
cranberry jelly from last year. Do you remember she likes to scrape?
She likes to scrape off the mold. She likes to scrape off the mold.
She's then have a little dance. And then I go for a run in the wheat fields, but the farmers don't like it. Boris to save Christmas. I thought it was quite funny. It says the notion that you would require Boris to save Christmas. So Christmas is going to happen. There may not be any. Did you see there's shortages? So we've got the shortages we're likely to have.
Christmas, toys.
Is there a toy shortage?
There's toys, microchips.
There's a Haribo shortage. I read somewhere that there's a Haribo. Yeah, we had a Greggs one, didn't we? We had the Greggs vegan sausage roll one. I think the thing with the shortage is, have you noticed, Keir Starmer desperately wanted in his speech to blame it on the Tories, but people are doing this thing of blaming it on each other, blaming it on their neighbours. People are going, the reason there's no actual shortage is just these idiots stockpiling. These are the same people who were saying... Remember the anti-stockpilers at the beginning of...
I sure do, yeah.
And like stockpilers were stupid, but anti-stockpilers were annoying too. And this thing, I've got a feeling that the people who get, these people are just buying petrol when they don't need to, they're all Remainers and they're all militant mask wearers. And then the people who are going and buying petrol are all the people who don't wear masks and think, leave. And it's just this strange way you just sort of, everything is now behavioural. And everything is to be is a moral issue rather than a political issue, and it's to be tutted about. And so I think the petrol, anyone who's got petrol in their car can be tutted at like a person not wearing a mask on the tube.
Well, isn't it just Robert Crampton had a theory which got into the paper somehow a few years ago.
What do you mean? Probably he's got two columns got into the paper somehow.
No, but he did a double page spread, which was quite a lateral think, and it was quite a gamble on behalf of whoever commissioned it for T2. Look, I enjoyed it, but it was quite odd. Mm. And it was a feature about how everybody, there's a dividing line in the UK, and you're either a roundhead or you're a cavalier. And so we are sort of back in sort of 16th century politics, 17th century politics, in that... I mean, he is sort of right. You're either sort of a Protestant type, or you're a Catholic type, or you're a roundhead type, or you're a cavalier type.
Although, interesting, cavaliers and roundheads is a way of referring to circumcised and uncircumcised knobs.
Why do you always have to bring it back to penises? Why can't
you... You started it.
Talk about cervixes for a change.
Cervices.
Cervices.
The Heston cervices. Where there's no petrol, unfortunately.
The M5, the Gloucestershire M5 cervices. There definitely won't be any petrol there.
There's also this thing about our car. I mean, I have written a column about our car, but...
No one cares about your car.
No, I know, but I just want to point out the great irony of we had our car stolen 2.5 months ago.
Yeah.
We can't get it, although it was found, we can't get it back because they need...
Microchips
to get the keys. And there was a microchip shortage. And the problem is there aren't any microchips. When they finally make the microchips, there's going to be no trucks to bring them here. But as it stands, there's a shortage in China or something. So our car is on a roof devaluing because we can't get it back.
So if a third person wants to steal it...
Yeah, go and fucking get it.
Please take it away. Don't bring it back. Meanwhile,
we've bought / hired, leased, a car on Cazoo, this new thing. And we now have a Cazoo car. We got a VW diesel so that we'd have a car.
And there's no diesel.
So it's now sitting outside our house. And we can't drive it anywhere. So they're going to bring in the army, right?
Right.
And in fact, as we speak, I think 150 service personnel are being trained to carry fuel. You know, they've got... You have to have not only an HGV licence to bring petrol, you have to have HGV licence with a special...
As we are all now experts in what it takes to drive a petrol.
So there's now all these... There are a handful of soldiers who can do that, but if they use them, then the tanks won't be able to get any fuel.
Yeah.
So they're training a load of... soldiers to do this, but also somebody like Tom Tugendhat, one of those military
ex-forces guys,
types in the army, has also been saying we should bring them in to maintain order. There was these pictures of the guy stabbing, and they're deploying the army for the petrol shortages. And I thought, you know, these men who've signed up for a life of sort of sacrifice, I thought war poetry. Okay,
what?
I thought war poetry. It's like. You know, the church clock at 10 to 3, and is there diesel still for me? You know?
Very good.
You thinking of this?
There is some corner of a foreign forecourt that is forever
basil. That's exactly it. They shall not have fuel as we that are left fuel.
Yeah.
Or possibly, like, I have had a couple. Okay, so how about half a league, you know. Well, actually, half a yard forward outside the Heston services. Queued the 600 forward, the fuel brigade. Charge for the pumps, he said. All down the M4. Queued the 600 forward, the fuel brigade. Was there a price displayed? Nope, not a drop in stock. Boris had blundered, useless cock. There's not to sit and cry, there's not to reason why, there's but to really try to get some petrol to the 600. School mums to the right of them, school mums to the left of them, school mums in front of them. Petrol, they thundered, got to get our kids to school. We deserve all the fuel. Never mind you shirkers, save it for the key workers, yelled the 600. blah, 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 blah.
And this is The Charge of the Light Brigade.
That's The Charge of the Light Brigade.
And that is...
a poem by Tennyson.
By Tennyson, but it's about the Afghan War, isn't it?
The Charge of the Light Brigade first reported in The Times.
Yeah.
But someone had blundered. You know, so the mistake...
I know the poem, yeah.
Yeah. How about... Do you know Anthem for Doomed Youth? What passing bells for these who die as cattle, only the monstrous anger of the guns. You know that one? Only the stuttering rifle's rapid rattle. Anthem for Doomed Fuel. What passing snacks for these who bring us diesel? Only the monstrous ginster's sausage rolls, only the vomitous pasties made of weasel and some Pringles from the basket by the till. No travel now for them, no local girls, nor any real adventure save the quiet... Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Isn't there also one that goes Gas, Gas, Boys?
I mean, the problem with some of the war poems is that they're really about death and war.
Right.
But there isn't a too soon. But you're quite right, there is. There's a gas.
There's something, gas, gas, boys.
It's a Wilfred Owen.
Yeah.
Gas, oh good, because we needed some. But it's like, it's
catch it in
quite
you.
Tricky.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you more war poems? Can you think of any other war poems? I think it's not massively hilarious. It's not very clickbaity. It wouldn't really bring the house down at a massive comedy gig, but Times readers.
Yes.
Waking up in the Shires. What's Corin done today? Oh, I see. Look what he's done there. He's done Siegfried so soon, but it's about the petrol. Oh, Dolores, come listen to this. Listen to this. Down the M4, queued the 600.
I think that's very good.
Yeah.
I mean, the Charge of the Light Brigade is...
The question is...
It's not too soon for that. I mean, that was a longer time ago.
I could put a trigger warning at the top. This column acknowledges the fact that death exists.
Mm.
And
we're conflating it with Ginster's pies.
Yeah, well, I want the Ginster's pies. It's a question of how well people remember the poems. You know Dulce et Decorum Est?
Of course.
My friend, you would not tell with such high zest the old lie, Dulce et Decorum Est pro patria mori. But to children, they're anxious for something glory. Anyway, it's a question of how long does it go on. So the Charge of the Light Brigade is quite long.
You've written quite a lot there.
But that's just the Charge of the Light Brigade.
That's not the poem you've written.
No, it's got a couple of lines changed, and then this is the Charge of the Light Brigade.
Yeah.
But the great thing is that also there's lots of daylight, there's lots of space, so I don't have to write 1,100 words. About 700 will fill it when you line it.
Make the picture bigger.
Did you have something else?
I had another idea, which is that we saw our friend Kenton last night, who was in suspiciously high spirits, having come from a Netflix thing, okay? A Netflix event. And the event was to reveal the top 10 series on Netflix.
Background being that Netflix has never previously revealed, well, it still hasn't revealed its viewing figures, and it has never previously revealed what's popular or what's not, because it doesn't have to. And I think, when it started, it didn't want to be part of any of that kind of thing, because, oh, look, only 1,000 people watch it. So it's kept it very secretive. And then finally they announced what's their most watched shows.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. And also, that's why it's such Netflix a big thing. Presents you with things that it thinks you might want to watch anyway. So there's no point in presenting with you. I am never presented with Bridgerton, because I tried it and I don't want to watch it. So it doesn't try and make me watch it. Okay, so...
And the big reveal was that in the top 10, included some quite arcane niche things like...
So The Witcher, which I've seen, which is... I love Henry Cavill, who's like the lead in it. And I thought it was crap, like from stuff. I watched four or five episodes.
Hoping that Henry Cavill would take his pants off.
He keeps taking his pants off all the time. Yeah.
He strikes me as a small penis guy,
pants
though.
Off. Oh, don't be mean.
Look, he's got a sort of small penis face. Right. Anything?
I don't know. If you could tell that easily. So number one was Bridgerton, which I don't understand because I thought Bridgerton was really silly. And then number two is Lupin.
Which was great. Who'd have thought so many people watched it? Cut to headline is, nobody watched The Fucking Crown.
The
Fucking Crown.
But this is worldwide. This is worldwide, though.
But it's the whole point. They spent 5 minutes an episode and nobody fucking watched it apart from Camilla Long. It's literally nobody. It's not in the top 10 of things. It's like 9 people.
I bet it comes in the top 10 in the UK, though. It's still worth making.
What I'm saying is the interesting thing. Well, what did you think was the interesting thing about the story?
What total crap is on
there? No, the interesting thing is that nobody watched The Crown. We all talk about it. Oh, look, oh no, it's really bad. It's talking about the royal family. It's been mean about Princess Diana and it's disgusting. Mm. No one watches it. No one gives a shit. All that hype. No one watches it.
Oh, is what you're saying one of my dad's favourite phrases, which is no one ever went broke underestimating the taste of the general population?
That's not your dad. That's,
no, of course. He nicks everything from everywhere else.
But it's
he
someone
remembers
particular.
It and delivers
nobody
it.
Nobody ever went... It's
an
American
president or something. Yeah, it was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, it was Ronald McDonald.
So there's The Witcher and then Sex / Life. I haven't seen that. Have you seen that, Ben? No. And then... Stranger Thing, which is weird alien.
No, Stranger Thing, the first series, I didn't
nonsense.
Mind that.
Money Heist, which looks boring. Tiger King, which is mad. The Queen's Gambit, which is dull. Sweet Tooth.
No, first, well, Ben's calling up there. No, the Queen's Gambit, we really enjoyed the first 6 or 7, and then there was too much chess.
Too much chess. No, they didn't have...
If they made it with drafts, I'd have understood what was going on. Snakes and Ladders would have been a proper series.
They done it with Snap, it would have been fine.
Speaking of which,
yeah.
Segue,
yes,
because I'd rather have watched Queen's Gambit hilariously if it had been about Snakes and Ladders, to the Child's V&A. Have you seen that?
I missed that. What's that?
It's a story like today...
It's like that kid's Instagram.
Well, no, it's child. No, it's the V&A, the Victoria and Albert Museum.
Yeah.
Right? And they have like a museum of childhood, but they're rebranding it the Children's V&A.
Right.
And they've got some, that girl who won a gold medal with the skateboarding at the Olympics or something, or Paralympics, or somebody won something skateboarding or possibly biking. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, that skateboard's going to be in it. And it's a story which I'd have printed out if I'd had any paper. But it's it's what would be in the V&A for children. Cause like in the, and it's really, all museums have to be of children because everything else in the real V&A could be sent back to where it came from. So you can't have any...
The V&A, or is it full of costumes?
No, the Victoria and Albert Museum, not the fashion museum.
The V&A is full of clothes as well, isn't it?
No.
Isn't it? What's the V&A full of then?
I don't know.
You don't know? You've got no idea what V&A is?
Well, I have been. I went once.
The British Museum is full of
no,
stuff that they
the
have
V&A
sent back.
No, the V&A is like... What isn't the V&A?
Yeah, old bits of twig and...
No, like, old bits of...
Gloves.
No, it's like butterflies and stuff.
Oh, I don't think so, darling. I think
I may not be very well positioned to take the piss out of it. I have to find out what's
I
in it.
I think you're thinking of the Wallace collection.
No, the Victoria and Albert Museum. It's like massive... Is it near the Albert Hall, or is it down
know.
On the? Is it down with
You've
the
got
down
no
with the V&A? It's in Kensington. I've been there. They've got the dinosaur in the. No, that's the Natural History Museum. What's at the V&A?
Uh oh.
Think, Charles. Think.
Oh,
you're thinking
no.
that it's not dresses.
Found your weakness.
They sometimes have exhibitions of dresses.
Yes. No. It's all dresses. It's like costumes.
It's not. That's not okay. What the Victoria and Albert Museum
not
is.
All of it.
I think it has furniture.
Oh dear.
Or books.
Oh dear.
Where's my phone? Have you got a phone?
No.
Do you know, Ben? What's at the V&A?
Welcome to the V&A, the world's leading museum of art, design and performance. Mic drop.
What does that mean?
Have you read Harry Potter?
She's looking at Ben.
Does Giles ever strike you as being like, sometimes when he's panicking, he's a bit like a boggart? Like he doesn't know where
off.
To go. He keeps like shape-shifting.
I won't
like...
be insulted with reference to a book for imbeciles. A boggart. You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
It's a Wireless Studios production for The Times, produced by Ben Mitchell. You can listen to us on The Times radio app or download from wherever you get your podcasts. To find out what I wrote about in the end, you can pick up a copy of The Times or get a digital subscription. And by searching thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran Has No Idea, you can access a special offer just for you. And for the full live experience, tune into my show on Times Radio every Friday from 1 till 4.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Manveen Rana from The Story, a daily news podcast from The Times. Join me and my co-host, Luke Jones, for a deep dive into the big stories and investigations. Plus, each month, William Hague hosts an agenda-setting interview with a key newsmaker or big thinker. That's The Story, The Times' daily podcast that brings you one remarkable story told in depth. Listen every weekday on The Times radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.